It's amazing who you meet at a caravan park. So, a few months ago, I was at Armadale Caravan Park with my partner. We were staying in our sort of fairly distinctive van, and this woman came up to me early one morning and said, "Hey, you were here last year. I remember your van." Now, I just made myself this wonderful piece of toast, perfect amount of butter and jam. But we got talking, and being very polite, I offered her my toast. To my surprise, she actually took it. But to make up for my lost toast, she then invited me over to her tent to see, no, not her etchings, but her watercolour paintings. And this toast eater turned out to be a fascinating artist called Christine Porter. Christine travels up and down the east coast of Australia, painting pictures of that most iconic of Australian buildings, the sheep shearing shed. And that is how I can take you now to Nundubamere, a property just outside of Stanthorpe in Queensland, on the road to Texas, where Christine has been working on paintings of a shed built at the end of the 1800s. And for some introductory music, well, it had to be Bach, didn't it? Sheep may safely graze.
I am going to tell you to watch out for what you're stepping on. Okay, so look down and then move. Okay, and so that's the first thing. Okay.
What might I be stepping on?
You could be stepping on snakes.
Ah.
Okay, so it's a bit warmer now than it has been, so just be a bit careful of snakes. So I just look down and then look at the view, because otherwise you could end up anywhere. So come on in.
Oh, wow.
Can you see
this? This is so beautiful.
Isn't it?
I don't think I've ever been inside such a beautiful space. Just somewhere that's just so simple and raw and so practical. The smell is just gorgeous.
The smell.
Yeah, it's actually a lot about the smell, but also the simplicity of it. There's the way things have been made in a very, very basic but a very utilitarian way.
I'm standing here at one of the places where the shearers stand to shear, and when I look down, the boards are worn and they're much oranger than everywhere else. What's happening here is that the lanolin from the sheep for 100 years has changed the bit of timber here. So when the light comes through from the skylights onto this spot, it's astonishing. Rich and warm and yellowish and beautiful.
How recently has this shed been actually used for shearing?
I think they were shearing in a few months ago, yeah.
Using this overhead gear?
Yep. It sounds like this. And also...
Thank you for providing the radio sound effects.
Because we're doing radio. Yeah. And there's usually also the radio itself going full bore with really loud music. So you got really loud music and you've got... And you've got people yelling and you've got dog there... And you've got... Yeah, you know. You'll notice that all in this shed, all of the boards run in a particular direction. Sheep will respond to what they can see. So sometimes they'll walk across this easily, sometimes they'll walk with it. So there's all sorts of tricky things. Non-sheep people tend to be a bit scathing about that behaviour.
I heard that sheep were intelligent.
Oh,
maybe it was a sheep that told me that. Looking at each individual piece of wood, each piece of wood in these thousands and thousands of pieces of wood in this shed, each one tells so much story, doesn't it? Like you can see the grease maybe where the workers were putting their hands to manipulate the sheep. Yeah, you can see the grease here from human hands. And then, as you say, you can see all the marks from the sheep, the lanolin, more down at sheep level. And you can see wool here on this side that's actually stuck into the lanolin, but then once you get over to the shearing side, it's much cleaner there. This place is soaked in Australian history.
It is. Every year, maybe twice a year, there are sheep in here being worked. I mean, it's purpose-built. And across Australia, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of these purpose-built buildings that do just this one thing.
I've sure at Burrabuggy, and I've sure at Togan Mine, I've sure at Bigawalander and out in the Coleraine. But before the shearing was over, I wished myself back again, shearing for old Tom Patterson on the One Tree Plain. Hey, all among the wool, boys, all among the wool, keep your blades full, boys, keep your blades full. I can do a respectable tally myself whenever I like to try, and they know me round the back blocks as Flash Jack from Gundagai.
Can you see where we're standing? It's like we're spotlit. It's incredibly theatrical, these strong spotlights coming down. And this is the main thing that I love, love, love about painting the interiors of shearing sheds.
Now, this particular project, you haven't started yet, have you? You've just been for your visit. So do you spend a number of hours just absorbing a place before you even start putting pencil to paper or anything?
Well, the act of seeing involves that pencil and paper. So I've got a sketchbook, and it's not even a very serious sketchbook. It's just a sketchbook and a pen. I draw in pen rather than pencil because pencil will disappear. So I get the pen out and I find a comfortable spot and I sit and draw. And that act of drawing is the way that I see the space. Listening to the thoughts that are happening, it's quite meditative. And I might spend a day or 2 days or 3 days or 4 days drawing, looking at what I can see. And I usually start some paintings in that time too. These will end up being watercolours. The main thing I do is watercolour on paper.
Why?
That's not a question I've ever been asked before. Just because I do, I guess. I love it. I love watercolour. I love its immediacy. And I love the fact that you can put it down and it's done. It's there. You can go over it. It's very malleable. You can change it so much. And it's got such liveliness. The end result is life. There are four things that are going to make a painting successful. The drawing, the tone, the colour, and the application of paint.
Now, Christine, let's talk about this, because what we have is a myriad, almost an infinity of geometrical shapes in many ways. So how do you even begin to capture the complexity of this place?
That's a really good question. I start with the thing that's interesting to me the most. So when I walk into this shed, I go, look at that. And I'll continue, especially on my first visit, I'll continue and I'll look around at lots of different things, but I'll come back to that thing. I'll come back to the bit. For example, I might see a wool basket that has a bit of wool in it and I'll go, right. And so then I'll play around with that as the subject. When I begin the painting, I start with that thing because I don't want to be messing around with stuff that's not important. I just want to deal with the one thing. So I can continue to work on that. And because I have the luxury of as much time as I need to spend on each painting, I can deal with all the complexities. I can deal with the architecture of posts and beams and battens and corrugated iron and all of the different sorts of ways of connecting timber to other bits of timber to do its job.
Christine, how did you get into this whole thing of shearing sheds?
I was working as a governess up north for a lady, and she said to me, they had cattle, she said, oh, Chris, can you do a painting of the shearing shed at where I grew up, near Cunnamulla? And I went, oh, okay. Because I was painting at the time. You know, it's like there's no beginning point. I've always painted. That's just how it is. And so I did. And it's gone from there, basically. Then the neighbours said, oh, that's interesting. Can you do one for me? And then I moved to Hughenden and some people said, oh, can you do ours? And for the last 30-something years, that's what's happened. People have rung me and said, can you come and do our shearing shed? Periodically, I ask, can I go and paint theirs? It might be a famous one. For example, last year I painted Newstead, where Tom Roberts painted 120 years ago, and that was an astonishing experience. It's not a commission situation. I'm more of an artist in residence. So I create the artwork that attracts me. So I walk in, I go, oh, look at that. And in fact, once a dad said to me, Chris, whatever you do, don't go behind the shed. Okay, I won't go behind the shed. And of course, I went behind the shed.
What else could you do?
Exactly. And I did this painting, and it was like, because he'd had some signs and he had some other bits and pieces, and it was fabulous. And of course, the painting he chose was the one that was behind the shed. It's about the fact that this is somebody's home. These sites aren't about... they're not just about industry or commerce. There's something far stronger in these places. And it's not just about historical either. It's not about the fact that 100 years ago, so many Queenslanders, especially their families, worked in the sheds. Now there's fewer people working in the sheds. There's fewer sheep. The drought and dogs and change of markets and all sorts of things have changed the shape of the Australian sheep and wool industry completely. This is about Australia now. This is still a working shed. I think that's the important bit.
As the sun starts to warm up the shed, I'm just listening to the creaks, Christine. Do you think that you, as an artist, and that thing of painting and being able to interpret in that way, that makes it so much more than a photograph? That's not to dismiss photographs. Of course, photographs have their own beauty in artistry, but we see old photos or photos of these old sheds, but there's something that you add again with your
art. So when I'm sitting still... this is going to sound slightly ridiculous, but it's this. Actually, I don't want to say that the shed speaks to me, because that does sound ridiculous. But I sit still.
I'd just like to say I don't think that does seem ridiculous. I mean, you know, just being in here, it's almost overwhelming, actually.
It's an astonishing place to be still in, because you get to hear the stories. You might hear the stories that perhaps the people who've worked here have told you, or you might hear other stories, or you'll start to notice things. So much of Queensland, especially, so much of the shearing is about history, because, you know, people's grandfathers did it this way, and it's... there's so much to say about this. It's a tiny niche. When I say I paint people's shearing sheds, I go, that's a tiny niche. Yes, it's a tiny niche in the art world, but it's a giant part of Australia. So much of rural Australia has been trivialised by mass media. It's still people's homes.
This is making great sound effects. And thank you so much to Christine Porter and to the owners of Nun Dubamir, Karen and James Tullock. They made up for the loss of that toast with some delicious cake. So thank you. Thanks to the sheep as well. You can see Christine Porter's paintings in her show, The 100th Shearing Shed, at the New England Regional Art Museum in Armidale, on now until March 17th.